Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s. And each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Jumping off in hour two here of Sports Talk, Bobby Hebert, Mike Dettillier, Christian Garrick, Scott Alexander at Master Control.
Well, Christian, as we listen to this Zeppelin coming in, you know who's a cashmere type of team? Not necessarily sexy, but the 49ers and the Titans. It's like Welcome to the Machine, you know, Pink Floyd, or you look at cashmere. It's almost like, listen, the fans might not like it because they want their fantasy points or whatever during a regular season, but who's winning in the trenches? Dallas was so desperate, the Cowgirls, that they were thinking, okay, let's just hold, defensive hold, and let's hold the 49ers offensive linemen so they can't get to the next level. How about you tackle the running back? No, I'm just going to tackle the offensive linemen. Well, you got to call that. You know why? The 49ers know how they structured. And they alerted the officials, watch with Dallas what they're going to try and do. So you got to call the penalty. That would be the same thing that I think the Titans, how they're structured, and also the 49ers going forward, that the officials are aware of that. Considering the blocking schemes of the 49ers and the Titans, when they're trying to get the machine going, boom, boom, yard after yard. It's not sexy football, but it's dominating football.
And it's that's, wear you out football.
Yes,
that's what
wear
the
you
Titans
out. Exactly, Mike.
Want to do. And I think, I don't know his health, but this is why John Robinson traded for Julio Jones these moments. They've gotten into the playoffs before. Their deal is, we want a guy that can maybe take us a step or two farther. And they felt.
To help out Ryan Tannehill.
To help out Tannehill and also to get a little bit of coverage off of A.J. Brown.
Yes.
And to have teams back off of eight men up front for
Derrick
Henry. Because,
yeah.
Come on, every postseason, what did you see? I could have took a team picture of everybody that played the Titans defensively. Everybody was up front. But if Julio's healthy, you better not do it. Now, again, I don't know when he's healthy and when he's not.
But, like, Julio Jones, to me, and I think they're the most gifted, talented athletes. Julio Jones, to me, reminds me of Teron Armstead with the Saints. You know, offensive tackle, wide receiver, has two different positions, a lineman versus a receiver. But you know what? They have when they well. They're as good as it gets, but I might have this or that and all that. No, that is a key for the Titans to have Julio Jones to help the cause to maybe get to the Super Bowl. And we all know in the future whether Teron Armstead is a part of the Saints or not. That's why he's so attractive as a free agent, because Teron Armstead is that good. He is freaking that good. But Ken, he's missed so many games, it's just mind-boggling. Because he is that good. Ryan Ramczyk, this is the first time he really missed games. But Teron Armstead, again, I would say Julio Jones and Teron Armstead is like a Ferrari or a Lamborghini. That boy, whew, you get him on the track, but I don't know.
Doesn't the NFL in the playoff situation have another one similar to him?
Who's that, Mike?
It's OBJ.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. He's
similar. Motivated right now,
but though. But, man, when he's revving, and he knows
he's motivated
the spotlight
right now.
Is on him, and he will not see double coverage because of Cooper Kupp.
Yes.
And so, man,
He should have success.
And Cam Akers' return last night, you saw his impact as a runner and a receiver.
Cam Akers, did you see the run? Now, you don't want to exploit your opponent. What's his name, Buda Baker?
Buda Baker, yeah.
Oh, no, he knocked the crap out of him, and he kind of like did that like hands
he
down.
He didn't know that he was
hurt. But in the heat of the moment,
He didn't know he was hurt.
But
he was like,
day.
Hey, you better pack a lunch, dude. I'm bringing it.
And no. I'll be honest, Deuce can verify this. Cam Akers isn't a big guy.
No, but he is a big guy.
No,
but he brings a load. Cam Akers, that's going to be a key for the Rams going forward.
I agree.
Having him available.
It gives
him
a shot.
Yes.
Gives him a shot against the Bucs.
We'll step away and come back. Jimmy Smith, publisher at TigerDetails.com. Also want to talk, well, Hank Tierney returned to Shaw. This is Sports Talk here on WWL.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress-them-on-the-third-date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify is got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Before we get to Jimmy Smith, how about that news? Hank Tierney returning to Shaw High School as their head football
man,
coach.
You know, Hank has unbelievable 300 wins as a head coach. Bobby and I remember him. Hank Tierney was an assistant coach at Shaw when we were in high school. Now that ain't yesterday. That ain't yesterday. Think about that. But Hank's been an unbelievable coach throughout his career, and he's affected so many lives too. So many people that look up to Hank as a mentor, as a leader, as
a
guy. It's almost
wins,
like a second
Mike,
second dad.
By accident,
no,
300 wins.
That's a lot of W's.
And all of a sudden, the Ponchatoula community, the Ponchatoula Green Wave, and you look what he's done there. I mean, he takes it to a state championship. The last time they won a state championship was right after World War II, 1951, Korean War, right around that. I mean, think about it, though. Hank Tierney is really a living legend when you think about it.
And now to go back to Shaw.
So wait, I thought he was retiring, though. Wasn't he supposed to retire?
I don't know.
Well, listen, Bill Parcells said this years ago at a conference I was at. He's like, coaching is like a narcotic. You cannot get it out of your system. You might think you want to retire, but it's always flowing through you.
When I was first introduced to high school football in Louisiana, coming back to New Orleans out of the Marine Corps, that was the first game I went and saw was Shaw High School, coached by Hank Tierney. And so
all the Josephs that went through there.
Ryan Clark.
Ryan
Clark, you see him now on ESPN, the Pittsburgh Steelers. I think I got one of the Josephs right. Vance Joseph, he was the head coach of the Broncos.
And Terry, Mickey.
Coordinator with the Cardinals. Yeah. So, you know, a lot of great players there.
Jimmy Smith joining us now, publisher of TigerDetails.com. Jimmy, I'm sure you're chomping at the bit to talk about Hank Tierney as well.
I love Hank. I love Hank. Living legend, as Mike said. You know, Chiron Carey, another guy from Shaw, right?
Sure enough.
Dynamic, dominant high school player. The guy's a winner. I mean, it was just a couple of years ago, Ponchatoula was nearly winless, you know, and then a couple of years later, they're state champions. So,
right.
I love Hank. I think it's good to return to Shaw. Didn't leave under the best terms. I think this is good for him to kind of put that behind him and you know, hopefully resurrect the program.
Now, you know, Jimmy, who impresses you the most now when you look at Coach Kelly finishing his staff? And who would be maybe a couple of names? The one name that caught my attention, Cortez Hankton, the wide receiver coach and passing game coordinator, that all of a sudden he's local, the last hire on the staff. He went to St. Aug. If you look on and on, he coached at Dartmouth, an Ivy League school, Vanderbilt, before joining the Georgia coaching staff in 2018.
You know who was at Dartmouth, Bob?
Who's that?
Buddy Tevens.
Oh, Buddy Ball. So, Jimmy, who has impressed you when you look at the staff that Coach Kelly has put forth?
Yeah, I think the first brilliant move for him, honestly,
was Frank.
And I say brilliant, is Frank.
Yeah.
I think Frank, when you're bringing in an out-of-towner that doesn't really understand the culture and landscape of Louisiana, to be able to go get someone with the head coaching experience that Frank has and his familiarity with the state and his ability to conduct himself and develop relationships and all those kind of things, I thought, right, it all started well there. I think he was heading in the right direction from that point. I love Joe Sloan. I think Joe Sloan's a great guy. Never met anyone that had a negative thing to say about Joe Sloan. Always had a great conversations with him. I think he's a really good coach. To be able to go get a coordinator and bring him in and actually have a quarterback coach now, I think that was also a really, really good move. And I like the coordinator hires, to be honest, as far as an experience level. And these guys have proven to coach winners, right? And I think when you bring in Den Brock, who's coming off of the type of success Cincinnati's had with him running the offense. I mean, yeah, it might not be the flashiest offense, right? It doesn't look like 2019 LSU. But overall, I mean, they've been highly productive. So, and then Jamar Cain, if you talk in the coaching circles, people rave about Cain and his ability to recruit, to develop players, to get the most out of his players. When you're coaching in the trenches, you really want to coach that kids really want to play for. And it sounds like he pulls that out of his guys. So across the board, I mean, I think the staff's come together really well. Hankton's kind of like the cherry on top of the icing, on top of the cake at this point. I think this is a winning staff. Now it's time to see if they mesh well together and if they can develop some continuity as a group and they can keep this staff together for years to come.
Now, you know, Jimmy, does this come into play when a young high schooler or considering that you had the NFL level? When I'm bringing up like Matt Howells, he's basically get paid like a couple of $1 million. He's currently the linebackers coach for the Chiefs right now, so at the end of the postseason, it'd be interesting to see what's going to happen. But he last called plays at Kentucky, defensive coordinator 2018, and I'm just looking at that season, one of the best in school history. in this day and age, they only gave up right under 17 points a game, which was sixth in the country. So what is your take in Coach House? Because now we all know he spent the last three seasons with the Chiefs and the NFL experience. He won a Super Bowl. So it seems like the young players would be attracted to that.
Yeah, you know, a lot, players go to LSU, and one of the top reasons why is the way they develop them and get them ready for the NFL, right? LSU's tagged themselves NFLSU multiple times. It's a big draw. And when you have a coordinator who's coached at that level for as many years as he has, it's certainly going to ring home to prospects. And I think at recruiting linebackers, I expect a lot of linebackers to look at him and think, man, there aren't many NFL linebacker coaches in college football, right? And so he's going to have an advantage over some of his peers when recruiting that position. But I think overall, when you bring in the NFL experience, that's what all these guys are chasing. Let's be real. 90% of what they want is to get through college in 3 years and go to the NFL. That's all. That's their hope and dream. And so when you have a guy with an NFL pedigree on staff, it's certainly going to help you in recruiting and getting the players on the team to buy in. I think that's going to play a big role in that as well. You know, these kids have had it on this team, have had it rough. A lot of turnover on the coaching staff, have butted heads with Pelini and different guys on staff over the years. They need to develop some trust in their coaches. And I think when you bring in a coach with an NFL pedigree, that's going to go a long way in getting them to buy in long term.
Jimmy, I think today ended up being getting two big men solidified at trenches. I think roster management is going to be something you hear not only from Brian Kelly, but I think every major college coach in America today, because that's a big part of the game. But I watched Tremont Shorts because I thought he might be an early entry to the NFL draft, and he's kind of played across the board, center guard, tackle. I think at LSU, I'd rather him inside. And, man, my first shot is I want to see him play center because I want a guy who's had some experience along the offensive line, which Shorts has. He's a three-year starter at East Tennessee State. And the fact that he was a small college All-American this year. So he's got a few skins on the wall, so to speak, in that particular deal. And then Makai Wingo, who is a shortcut, 6 foot tall, 290-pound defensive tackle. But he played as a true freshman and was a freshman, all-freshman player at Missouri. So you're not only getting guys that are talented, but you're getting guys with experience. And we talked about this on some of the morning shows I do with Tommy Tucker. There's a difference between talent and experienced talent. And to get Shorts, who I think may get a long look at center, I think is a critical position for LSU to fill.
Yeah, I think it was vital.
We lost Jimmy there for a second.
And it's been
– Jimmy, start again because you cut out.
Yeah, they don't have a true center on this roster.
That's right. Right?
And so getting a guy like Shorts with that experience, I mean, your center is vital for the health of that offensive line. They make a lot of the calls. You want a smart guy with a lot of experience. And if you've got the center of that line right, you're in a good spot moving forward. So I think they're definitely going to push and hope that he becomes that center and he's comfortable snapping the ball and so on. I'm thinking that's where he's going to line up this year. It's a huge need.
Jimmy, now I wanted to – you know, you want to win in all phases, offense, defense, and special teams. You look at Coach McMahon and what he did with the Saints and then coming to LSU on special teams. And then also being the recruiting coordinator, Brian Pullian. I mean, I know it's that. I mean, that just shows you my age, whatever. But when you look at the relationship that he had with Kelly, one of Coach Kelly's top assistants, the past five years, I should say, at Notre Dame. But what is your take on him? Because to me, he is significant, what he's going to bring to the table with special teams and coordinating recruiting.
Yeah, absolutely. He comes from a personnel guy, right? One of the best in the business.
Bill Pullian, yep.
Yeah, Bill Pullian. So, I mean, Bill Pullian's built some champions. He knows what it takes to build rosters and roster management. And when you have a guy with that type of knowledge, it's really going to help manage that roster and then handle the recruiting and so forth. But he's also a very good special teams coach. If you look at the things they did at Notre Dame under him, I mean, he's very successful in coaching his special teams. This has been a staple of at LSU for quite some time, one of the best kicking games in all the country. Always seems like LSU's got a dynamic returner somewhere within their lineup, really good coverage teams. So to keep that tradition is going to be really important. LSU has a lot of athletes that can put on that field, and there's some advantages they have over teams when your second, third string linebacker are the type of athletes LSU generally has. So you would think anything Polian was able to do at Notre Dame, he'd only be able to do better here, right, with more talent at his right. disposal. But his value in managing the roster and personnel and recruiting, that's really – that's going to – pay off big time. That's something LSU struggled with for quite some time. We see it now. I think they had 38, 39 scholarship players in the bowl game. Like, you can't have it that way anymore. And I think he's going to go a long way with his experience, his background, his knowledge on helping make sure that they've got a solid roster that's built not just for now, but for the future.
Jimmy Smith, publisher of TigerDetails.com here on Sports Talk. And Jimmy, 22 players in the transfer portal for LSU, 11 coming in, 11 going out. Six of those 11 going out have found new programs. But the 11 coming in, of those 11 coming into LSU, give us a couple that you're really excited about.
Yeah, I think for me, it's the secondary became a real big concern really fast, right? When you had guys leaving early, Elias Ricks entering the portal, Dwight McLaughlin's gone. I mean, you basically didn't have anything left at the corner position, at the nickel position, Cordell Flott leaving for the NFL. So I think getting veteran leaders like Joe Fuchsia and Greg Brooks is really going to pay off. You can't have a great secondary if you're really weak on the back end. And when you have guys like that, you're probably not going to be weak on the back end. So I think those are two huge pickups. Mekhi Wingo, I think LSU needs a guy that can really penetrate that three-tech type, right, that can shoot a gap, penetrate, come off the ball quickly. They have big body guys that are athletic and quick, don't get me wrong, but they don't have that Drake Nevis, if you will. I think Wingo brings some of that. So I think that makes that defensive front a lot more dynamic. And with that back end help behind them and with Mekhi Garner and Greg Brooks and Joe Fuchsia, I think that's going to put LSU's defense in a really good position. I really like the two offensive linemen. I think they need another. It's likely we're going to see one, maybe even two true freshmen starting in Baton Rouge next year on the offensive line. So I do think they need another offensive lineman. But overall, I think it's a really good portal haul. There aren't a ton of, like, real impact players in the portal, and that's what people need to realize. There's some good players, but there aren't your All-Americans typically in this portal. So when you can find plug-and-play guys that can start at the SEC level, you're winning. And, you know, as it stands right now, I don't know if there's a team in the country that's been more successful getting those type of players through the transfer portal than LSU has.
One of the guys I watched this year, because I watched a couple of Virginia games, was Wes Weeks at the linebacker position, a freshman coming in. He's a tall drink of water. You know, he's almost 6'3". Now, they list him at 215, man. I'd like to get on that scale because I don't think he's that. But I think he can that weight you can put on, that comes in time. But I was impressed that he did not make the mental mistakes a lot of times you see a freshman make. Now, he broke his leg late in the year, but he's a guy you can see can run the field well. It's at a position where LSU has gotten – a lot of mileage, and they've gotten a lot of talent to the NFL at that linebacker spot. I think Weeks is kind of floating under the radar that he's a guy that started at Virginia. He's got some experience. If he's healthy, can come in to help. And today the news that Micah Baskerville will return, I think, is huge for LSU at a position where they are razor thin at linebacker.
Yeah, good point. And honestly, had I thought a little longer ahead of time, I probably would have mentioned Weeks as well. That's a very thin position. And through this portal, it's not always looking for starters. Even if Weeks doesn't start at this point, but he becomes a solid backup, that's huge for this team because they don't have that. They're very thin at the linebacker position, but I'm with you. I went back and watched his high school film, which was a lot of safety film. You could tell he's really athletic. He moves well. Looks like he could be that sideline-to-sideline guy. And when you have Mike or Baskerville, I'm thinking that's a pretty good compliment. You know, they can play off of each other fairly well. Baskerville's more of your instinctive, take-on-a-guard type linebacker. And now you have the sideline-to-sideline guy that can play in space behind next to him. I think it's a pretty good pairing. So that was a huge pickup for them. Jordan Arsenault played a big role in that. Came over recently to the recruiting office from Virginia. So he had some relationships there. There were some concerns that he would end up in South Carolina because of the ties they have there with that staff. And I think his brother's being recruited heavily or might even be there. I can't recall. But they pulled it out. So Weeks is going to end up being a big-time player. And if he's not starting, expect him to be a dynamo on special teams. This is the type of guy I expect to be a special teams warrior and in time probably transform into a really good linebacker.
Now, you know, Jimmy, when you look at, obviously, everyone looks at the trigger man. Oh, well, we're going to get the next Joe Burrow. Man, we might all be dead before we get the next Joe Burrow. Come on.
We laugh at it, but it might be true.
Right. I mean, he might be like the second coming of Tom Brady. But look at Joe Sloan. Mm-hmm. I mean, Sloan comes to LSU after 9 seasons at Louisiana Tech, including the last 2. He's the offensive coordinator, the quarterback coach. With his time in Louisiana, I mean, he's been a guy, I guess, has skins on the wall because Louisiana Tech has been able to pass the football. Now, he helped Louisiana Tech sign the top class in the conference.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medella is your reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
USA. In 2020, what is your take on Joe Sloan?
And Joe's a really good recruiter, too. Not only a good mentor to quarterbacks, but he, in the state, because I've met him a few times, man, Joe can sling it pretty good now. I mean, he is a good salesman, really good.
So what is your take on him, Jimmy?
Absolutely love Joe. A little disappointed that he took this position over the offensive coordinator job at the Louisiana Bootleggers that was offered to him. But he passed up the Bootleggers and signed with LSU, and I won't fault them for it. But Joe's one of my absolute favorite guys. I love Joe to death. He's really good he's a really good recruiter, and it's because he's genuine and he's thorough. And he's constantly on you. He never backs off. He's a really good guy. What you see is what you get. Everybody loves him. I think Joe Sloan's a winner. I think it's a huge pull for this staff. You can't ignore North Louisiana. There's a lot of talent up there.
Yep.
You needed a guy that had a lot of pull in that region. And I don't know if there's a recruiter with a more solid network than Joe Sloan in North Louisiana.
And you know, Jimmy, that's what I was going to ask you. Okay, you look at the quarterbacks he's dealing with. How does he view, like, a Miles Brennan, the older veteran, versus, you know, the younger competition? So how does he view that as far as what's going to happen the 2022 season?
Yeah, I would think there's a comfort level. You know, he's seen a lot of Miles Brennan, even as a La Tech coach, right? we all kind of watch Louisiana right. football. So I'm sure he's seen a lot of Miles Brennan. There's probably a level of comfort there that he has with Miles, even though he hasn't coached him, than he probably has with anybody else on that roster. So I would imagine he's going in thinking this is Miles' job to lose. I think that's my line of thought. It's probably the line of thought of
both. I agree with
and
you.
I think it's definitely – yeah. So I'm thinking it's Miles' job to lose, and I don't think he's going to do anything to lose that spot, to be honest. I mean, I like Garrett Nussmeier. I think he's going to be a good player in time.
Right.
I like Walker Howard. They're all going to be good players in time. If you want a guy that's going to be able to learn a system quickly – and be able to work through an offense, I think Miles Brennan has a lot of advantage over those other guys in that room.
I agree with you, Jimmy.
Jimmy Smith, publisher of TigerDetails.com. What's on the site right now, Jimmy?
A lot of this stuff. Transfer portal, what we're hearing about other guys that they may be looking at moving forward, positions of need, still not neglecting high school recruiting, Jacoby Matthews updates, the whole nine, any and everything LSU.
Jimmy, thanks for the time.
Thank you, Jimmy.
Thanks, guys.
Great song taking us out, Tennessee Whiskey. This is Sports Talk here on WWL.
Tennessee Titan Whiskey.
Oh, the father of Joe Burrow coming up next
Dr.
hour.
Dr. Love.
Here we go.
They call me Dr. Love.
And this is sheer energy, by the way. I mean, this is no lubrication, nothing.
Well, all I know is
you have to be positive.
John Ferrucci always told me, Mike, the stuff y'all do on the air, yeah, it's okay. The stuff off the air, that is really good.
That's the fun part, to be honest with you.
This would be like Howard Stern, I don't know, Sirius, kind of like radio. You can say whatever you want. Man, I got so many freaking stories that it would shock the world. I
doubt that shocked the world stuff.
I don't want to throw anybody under the bus, but if you're going to keep it real, you're going to keep it real. Now, unless I'm truly starving, I mean,
you
I might.
Keep that to yourself.
Yeah, I keep it to myself. But who knows, when I'm 80 years old, I'm like 60 now, I might just do it. I don't know.
80?
I might lose my mind by then. So
you're stretching that.
You might write a tell-all?
No, he couldn't write no tell-all.
I would not do a tell-all because I'll never be that desperate financially. I'm not going to be like, what's his name, Jose Canseco?
Canseco, yeah. Oh, man.
I'm not going to be like that.
Then you one hated dude after that.
No, I'm not going to do that. That's not a good human being. Come on, I'm not going to do that.
All right, we'll step away and come back once again. Bobby Hebert, Mike Dettillier, Christian Garrick, Jimmy Burrow, the father of Joe Burrow, next hour. This is Sports Talk here on WWL. The average margin of victory in the wild card weekend was 17.2 points per game, the fourth largest average margin of victory since 1990 when the wild card expanded to four games. Is that good for playoff football?
Well, here's my deal. Once you expanded it, and we talked about it last year, that's what you were going to see, and think about it. Five of the six favorites won and covered. Only one favorite didn't win and cover.
The 49ers, yes, whipping
the Cowboys.
That was the only game. Yeah.
Every other favorite won and covered. And last week when we talked about picking the favorites, oh, they got a bunch of the people, you know, I'm an experienced gambler. I've guessed, y'all not going to win a dime. All I knew is if he bet on the underdogs all weekend long, he ain't buying the townhouse in Manhattan.
Now, Mike, it's way more challenging this week. Isn't it way more challenging?
It's always the best week of playoff action.
Now, do you take the underdog and the points versus the favorite? Now, to me,
let me make that decision, and I'll tell you Thursday.
No, this is harder to do than week one, without a doubt. Because, Christian, I had told you this, and I was talking with Mike, that I end up getting – because last night the Rams ended up getting like eight out of 10 bets.
Eight wins, two losses.
Eight wins, two losses.
When we picked it Thursday, eight and two.
Eight wins, two losses. Mike lost.
I lost the rate because I felt six and a half.
The Raiders and the Bengals.
And I lost on the over.
Yeah. And then I lost. I took the Steelers. And at 12.5, but we still won Eight out of ten.
I want to correct myself. So we could
get the townhouse.
No, it's a lot harder now to do it this week.
It wasn't four games in 1990. It was six. I was correcting myself.
So wait, what was that?
About the points.
You don't even remember.
I didn't even remember.
The average margin of victory in the wild card weekend was 17.2 points per game. That was the fourth largest average margin of victory since 1990 when the wild card expanded to, I said, four games to six games.
Yeah, but it's a lot harder to pick now because do you take the points in the underdog versus the favorite? Now it's interesting because you might go with your heart. Obviously, you want Joe Burrow and the Bengals to win, and then what might come about. But to me, I'm kind of like want to disrupt the NFL. I don't think this will happen.
I'm swinging more toward the Titans.
Yeah, but I'm telling you, the Titans and the 49ers, because the NFL would hate that. They would hate it.
I don't know about the 49ers this weekend, Bobby J.
But I
know where you're coming
but
from.
But last time they played in Green Bay,
they got their butts kicked.
We were able to upset them.
They had their number as of late.
But, okay, will you be surprised?
Number's 5.5, too.
Okay, would you be surprised if the Rams overtake the Buccaneers?
No.
I would not.
No.
Simply because how the matchups. And look who's available for the Buccaneers and where they're at.
And offensive line, did you see that poor guy that took Christian Wirfs' place? Can you imagine if Aaron Donald lines up against him?
Vaughn Miller as well? I mean, Vaughn Miller's playing.
Goodness.
Okay. Tristan Wirfs being out, that is my
That is a big loss.
But the one thing, you know why I might want Tampa Bay to win back-to-back Super Bowls? Because this record would never be broken in NFL history.
Tell it to him, Mayberry.
Now, if you think about this, Tampa Bay would have won three Super Bowls, and you know they're 0-6 against the Saints.
Now think about that. Yeah. That is the most unusual stat.
That is like, okay, they're already 0-4. John Gruden last year and this year. So what if all of a sudden Tampa Bay wins the Super Bowl and they're 0-6 against the Saints in the regular season?
That's a wrap for Mike. 2 hours to go here on Sports Talk on WWL.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.